This morning's reading is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 2, beginning to read from verse 13 and continuing through to verse 22. And if you wish to follow this, it's on page 1003 in the Pew Bibles. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach to them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners." Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, "How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot, so long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, he pours new wine into new wineskins." This is the word of the Lord.
Father God, we pray that you will help us to understand for each one of us individually what that was all about. Amen. So the subtitle of this talk is Controversy 2. You might want to keep your Bibles open so you can have a look at the story again. Last week we had Controversy 1 in our reading from Mark, when Jesus upset the Pharisees and the teachers by saying that the paralyzed man's sins were forgiven, and they reckoned that Jesus was being blasphemous, because forgiving sins was something that only God could do. So in today's reading, in the next bit of Mark's Gospel, Jesus still isn't trying to make friends with the Pharisees. In fact, he's still upsetting them. Now they are saying that he is befriending the wrong people. So, what people were there? In those days, the tax collectors were known to be bad people. Whatever you might think of them now, in those days they were really bad. They overcharged people. They showed no mercy in collecting the money. And they were very unpopular amongst everyone. So, you can imagine the scene, can't you? A whole group of tax collectors and sinners all sitting around eating. They're all unsavoury, unpopular people. And Jesus is there in their midst, amongst them, eating with them. And the disciples, well, they were possibly on the edge. It was fair, when we're only in chapter 2 at the moment, so it's at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. So they were just getting to know him. They were just getting to know who he was, what he was about, what was what. So they possibly weren't in the midst of it all. So they were maybe on the edge. And so the Pharisees came along. They weren't invited. They weren't eating. They just came to have a look and have a go. So they said to the disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" The Pharisees reckoned that Jesus was being friends with the wrong sort of people. There are the right sort of people, which, as far as the Pharisees were concerned, was obviously them and anybody like them. And there are the wrong sort of people, which for the Pharisees was the tax collectors and the sinners in general. So thought for the moment is, which sort of people are we? Are we the right sort with the Pharisees, or the wrong sort with the sinners? the right sort who are already righteous with God, or the wrong sort who are not. The Pharisees thought they were the right sort. Now, if you sort of leap ahead to Luke, you can do that at home sometime, but chapter 18, verse 12, there's a Pharisee saying, I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Shows how good they thought they were. But Jesus had come to see exactly the people who the Pharisees considered the wrong people. And Jesus could hear what they were saying, you know, he wasn't deaf. And he could answer for himself. He said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. So, can you imagine a doctor's surgery full of really healthy people? Really healthy people, you know, discussing their broccoli and whatnot. What would be the point of them being at the doctor's? It's the whole point. There is no point in them being at the doctor's. The doctor doesn't see healthy people. The doctor sees people who are not healthy, who are sick, and tries to make them better again. Same with Jesus. He doesn't come. He doesn't need to see the righteous, the people who are okay with God, because they are okay. He does need to see the people who aren't okay with God so they can become healed and be okay. So he takes time to be with sinners and bad people. But Jesus is building these people up into his new people, his people, the people who are coming to learn about God afresh in a new way, trusting God. It's not a new religion. We heard about Jesus shining through the Old Testament in some of the readings at Christmas. He was being talked about before he was even born, and now here he is doing his stuff, bringing people to God in a new way, trusting Jesus. But the people, such as Pharisees, they were still stuck to their old ideas. They couldn't quite sort of move on a bit. And they said, why aren't your disciples fasting like the others? The people who fasted twice a week, the Pharisees and John's disciples, they did a lot of fasting. So Jesus sticks up for his disciples and he says, the time's not right now. At the moment, we're just beginning. I'm still here. When the time comes, then they'll fast. And then, this really weird bit, he goes on to show how domesticated he is, about sewing patches onto clothes. I'd never thought about Jesus doing that, to be honest, but there he says it. So if you've had a new jumper or something for Christmas, look at the washing instructions. There is the danger that it shrinks to just about big enough to fit on your teddy bear. I've done it, I know. And that's the thing with new material. Until it's been washed a few times, it can shrink in the wash. So if you've got an old garment that you're going to patch up, maybe we don't do that sort of thing so much these days, but if you've got an old garment that you're going to patch up, don't use new material for it. Because when you wash it, it will just shrink at a different rate and it'll all fall apart. And then he moves on to from domestic sewing onto wine. Now he's got advice about wine. Now, in those days, they didn't put their wine in glass bottles. They used animal skins. Animal skins sewn up into containers. And a new wine skin was all nice and stretchy and springy. And an old wineskin, which had all the stretchy springy sort of worn out of it, and it was solid. When they put their new wine into their wineskins, it was still sort of fermenting, still making sort of CO2 and gas, which was okay, because the new skin would expand with it. But if they put it in an old wineskin, well, it wouldn't expand, because it had done all its expanding already, and it would just explode. And blow up. So what he's saying is basically don't put new things onto or into old things, and don't use old things onto new things because they just don't fit. Don't force the old and the new together to fit where they don't, because they won't. So don't put old rituals onto the young new followers of God, because it won't work. Let them work it out for themselves. The things that matter still matter, but the things that we've made up, well, they don't. The Pharisees were self-righteous in their praying and fasting, but where did love and mercy and compassion and forgiveness, where did all that come into it? Jesus' new followers were learning by his example. The right and the wrong sort of people. It's getting a bit confusing. The wrong people are turning into the right people with Jesus, and the Pharisees, confident that they were the right people, well, they're looking like the wrong people. Are we confident that what we do is right? We are good people. Yeah? We do good things. We have a good history. Are we confident that we're okay without Jesus? Jesus planned to bring controversy, and he still does. So, for the last day of this year, if you're confident that you're on the righteous side, that confident that you're okay, confident that you don't need Jesus, maybe you might want to think again. Is it possible to be righteous all the time? Is it possible to get everything right all the time? As for me, I'm putting my trust in Jesus, not me. Let's pray about that. Father God, we know that it's difficult to understand all the things that you say. We don't always understand it at all. But Father God, we pray that you will help us understand Jesus and that you will help us to put our trust more and more into him as we understand him more and more. Amen.